It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I guess the biggest trending news this morning, obviously, is the weather. It's going to be rolling in here in a couple hours. It's supposed to go the entire day and then end Saturday morning. It's going to be nasty. Some of the snow totals I was jotting down, up to 14 inches in Denver, up to 18 in Castle Rock. Bennett and Byers out east, up to 18 to 20 inches. Conifer, 16. Foothills, where I'm at, 10 plus.
Eek.
And I'm usually more on the side of plus. Aurora, 14 inches. So it's going to start falling. It's going to get super nasty today. So if you can work from home, if you can stay home. I know all the kids are staying home today.
Yeah.
All the schools were called yesterday at like 1 o'clock. We were getting the messages. And I went and picked my kids up from school yesterday. You should have seen them all coming out of the school.
So excited.
Snow day!
I miss being that excited about life.
I know.
They were so excited knowing that they did not have to go to school today. I see that Governor Polis has already verbally declared a disaster emergency for the city, and he has activated the National Guard.
Oh, my goodness.
Already. So just to help people and...
Yeah.
Maybe get some shovels in their hands. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of, they're calling it an epic storm that will go down in the history books.
Like the worst one in November history, right?
Yeah, this is dumb. Yeah. This is dumb is what this is.
Looks
we went
like
from
it's...
80s to this.
I know.
And then 60s all next week.
I know.
At least it'll melt fast, I guess.
It'll melt. You know, what's weird is like it's a heavy snow. This is a spring snowstorm, it feels like. I feel like we're in March.
I know. Yeah.
I don't
it
like
feels
that.
Like it.
A lot of the trees still have some leaves on it. Like some of my neighbor's trees are like...
Yeah.
No, we didn't dump our leaves yet.
Oh, it's time now. Okay.
Yeah. I-70 is closed out to Kansas, but the biggest concern is the Nuggets game, Katie.
I know. Yeah. Well, they've canceled Nuggets games for snow before, and I feel like this is an instance where they're going to take that into consideration, right, Josh?
You're what am I going to do with my Friday night then?
Well, you're telling me I had tickets to the game tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
This was date night. We had a sitter lined up.
Oh,
you should go.
We were 20 rows up from the court.
Play it by ear. See how
we're gonna get dinner.
You should just go sit in Ball Arena, pack a picnic, hang out in your car.
So honestly, the best option would be for them to cancel the game because then it doesn't sting as much for us not being able to go tonight.
Yeah,
you can
then they
still
would just
go.
Reschedule
you got
it.
A huge car
I'm
truck.
I'm not gonna risk it tonight.
Oh
I'm not gonna
gosh,
do it.
That's the
totally ruined
an epic
night.
Snowstorm, Josh.
It's not. I will be clear as all get out.
They activated the National Guard, dude.
Yeah, they activated the word epic.
Oh, what else is going on locally, Katie? I know you got a couple stories.
Well, we have a few good stories about Colorado because I saw this list from Travel Curator. They came out with the 35 best and coolest small towns in the U.S., and you know Colorado made that list twice. So, Breckenridge. Y'all a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I love Breck.
That's one I've never been to Breckenridge. It's on my list to go check out, little cool mountain towns. But yeah, they say that their art scene is a really big pull for people to come in and check out, you know, the culture and all that stuff, along with the beautiful views. So Breckenridge making that list.
Very
and
nice.
The other one... Telluride down in the San Juans. I love Telluride. I go there. When I lived in Montrose and Grand Junction, Telluride, as the crow flies, was just about 20 miles from Montrose to Telluride, right? Just over Mount Sneffels, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have to, it's about an hour and a half to drive up there. But, man, I loved going up there and checking out their gondola, which was absolutely free. You could drive or ride from Telluride up to Mountain Village.
How
that
many times
so
can
pretty.
You do that, though?
All day.
Sitting on the
are
gondola.
Are you kidding me? You know the people
first
you
of all,
meet
first thing,
on the
first
gondola?
Thing, going back a step, are you an old-timey prospector by saying as the crow flies?
As the crow flies?
I know. I love saying
first
it.
First things first.
People who live in the mountains say that a lot, like as the crow flies.
And second, how many times can you ride a gondola
so
and
many
still
times.
Get joy out of that?
Can you get food
you.
On the gondola?
You can get food in Telluride and in Mountain Village. Again, there are like two separate towns, and the gondola
and down,
brings
down.
You there. So Mountain Village has so many cool spots, and Telluride also Brown Dog Pizza. You familiar?
No.
They put pizza or they put cheese in the bottom of the pan, and then they bake the pizza.
It's
like
I've
all cheesy
that.
In the
yeah.
bottom.
It's all crispy.
Oh. And then they put that ricotta on the top, like those fancy places do. Like,
can you take that onto the gondola though, and
absolutely.
Eat it while you're going up and down?
Yes, and you can meet people and make friends. Like I'm telling you, I've had the time of my life.
I'd rather be on there alone with the pizza.
I would too. I really
this
would.
A special moment between me and the pizza.
I'd like to share that moment with the pizza, not a complete stranger.
I understand that. You could do both. That's a good thing about Telluride. And they have bike trails, and I mean waterfalls. The
You're
waterfalls
selling it.
They
you
have
are selling it.
It is just a quick 7-hour trip to, from Denver.
I was like, you
got to
get
on.
There first. It's quicker to fly to Chicago than get there.
Yeah, I'd still rather go to Telluride than Chicago, personally.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah,
fair
so those
enough.
Two Colorado towns making the list.
That's
so if you
pretty
get a
cool.
chance, definitely check it out. And then a big thing coming up for our holiday season is the Botanical Garden. They have their big Blossoms of Lights happening. It starts up November 20th. Have you checked that out?
I think I've been to that one. I know I've been to the Hudson Garden ones
yeah.
where they light it all up and you walk yep. through and it's like a 30-minute
yeah.
walk.
Really pretty. Yeah.
It's very pretty.
Very cool.
You can do it once
yeah.
and be good
well,
forever.
The good thing about Denver is we are home to so many spectacular lights displays. You know the Christmas light originated yeah. in Denver, right?
Well, look at you like, with your
did,
little...
Santa didn't make that?
Get ready for this. In 1914, it was an electrician. His name was David, and he dipped lights in paint and put them on strings and put them outside the window of his sick son who couldn't get out of bed. And he
aww,
wanted him to
buddy.
Still experience joy. So he strung these lights for him, and that was the start of Christmas lights, and it happened in Denver. So that's kind of like why we like them so mm-hmm. much. And there are over a million lights out at the Blossoms of Light. So good way to check out the botanical gardens during the winter.
I like that too because I drive by it in the mornings
yeah.
to get to work, and a lot of times they still have it lit up, so you peek over there to the right, you know, by
exactly.
Chapel and everything, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
It's so pretty.
We go out there for the pumpkin festivities and all the fall stuff when they do things out there.
Yeah.
It's just a great little location for families, you know, just
yes.
to kind of cruise around. So, well, that's fun. That'll be something fun to do. Speaking of Christmas time, this year's giant 74-foot Norway spruce tree is on its way to Rockefeller Center for Massachusetts. They murdered a giant tree yet again.
Oh.
They're going to throw it up on Saturday, it sounds like. Fully decorated, the tree will feature 50,000 of those multicolored lights,
wow.
Katie.
Yes.
Katie Cat.
Exciting.
It is. Why don't they just get a fake tree by now? Why do they got to murder these
because
big, beautiful trees.
Fake trees are stupid and they suck.
Yeah,
and
like
the big ones are so cool.
Spruce, yeah. man.
It was going like, to die anyway. Don't they choose the poisoned ones that are going to die regardless?
The yeah. poisoned ones?
I know.
Yeah,
now
the ones that like have
tree?
The beetle bug thing in them and they're going to die regardless. It just still looks pretty for the next month.
Well, those are the ones that they pick, though?
Yeah, I think they're
okay.
I think
no,
they're
this guy donated. It says this year's tree
well,
was generously donated after being discovered in 2020.
Yeah, it's
some
okay.
guy's house and they knocked on the door and said, hey, can we have your tree? And he's like, yeah, chop it down.
Donated, I'm pretty sure they go, we'll give you a check.
Yeah. yeah
and he goes, okay.
Maybe. Well, and I remember
bragging
like,
rights.
Yeah.
Growing up, the real tree, I hated because of those needles in my feet. I hated that so much. Walking around the living room and you'd get those.
Did
tree
your family
needles.
Not have a vacuum?
Well, no, but every day they would fall. So it's like you'd have
what
to vacuum.
What tree do you have?
You got to keep it moist.
Day. I don't know. In North Dakota, maybe their trees are different.
Don't
I don't
light
know,
a cig at her house.
Yeah. So as an adult, I always had a fake tree because I hated those needles. Needles in my feet.
Do you have little like needle scars all over
know,
the bottom
right?
of your feet?
Exactly.
Your
it's
boyfriend's like, Katie, what happened?
I was beat by a tree.
Well, it was the Christmas time. Of 87.
Still have trauma from
Mama
it.
Mama didn't have a vacuum.
The driest Christmas tree ever.
My feet look like a porcupine.
Jared, did you ever, you're so outdoorsy. Did you ever go and cut
no,
down a tree as a
no,
kid?
No, I have zero interest in doing that.
No, but
I
as
have,
a kid, like, was that a family
no,
tradition?
No, we had the asbestos tree that we put up.
Oh, that's better.
Gosh. I don't know what was in them back in the 80s. Probably asbestos.
It probably was. The white, the yeah. snowy tree, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we had growing up. This is big news for anyone who knows Elwood Edwards. Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
No.
Nobody knows his name, but I think everybody knows this.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
You've got.
You need to reboot your computer.
There we go.
He did.
Oh.
Oh, he gone.
Elwood.
He gone.
R.I.P.
Mm. He was paid $200 back in 89, speaking of the 80s, to record four lines. The welcome, you've got mail, files done, and goodbye. And everybody knows his name.
That's got to be one of the most.
Everyone knows his voice.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the most famous voices out there.
I know.
He only got $200 so for that?
Was it two or four? Oh, yeah, $200 for
oh
that.
Elwood
gosh.
Goes, I want more money.
I know, yeah, right?
There we
I
go.
I really need to reboot that computer, don't
dude.
I?
Dude,
That's really bad.
The computer sounds dead, too.
You've got.
Josh, do you have any of the information on the Star Wars trilogy? Do you have that in front of you?
I do, yeah. So X-Men writer and producer Simon Kinberg, he's developing a new Star Wars trilogy. So you guys, this will be 10, 11, and 12.
It's too many.
And it is. So I'm probably one of the biggest Star Wars fans out there. And the thing about this is, he is going to try to create or keep going the Skywalker saga. So if you guys know anything about Luke Skywalker, he was like in the original trilogy, yeah. 4, 5, and 6.
I know who his father is.
Yeah. Don't spoil it.
I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Don't spoil it.
No, so he's just going to be doing a continuation of that. There's a lot of Star Wars projects coming out.
Where did we end with the current Star Wars?
So 7, 8, and 9 were some of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was
on the water? Wasn't there something on the water?
No, they come back. They win a battle. Remember, they kill Darth Sidious again because somehow Palpatine returned. That's like one of the worst lines ever in cinematic history.
I don't remember any of this.
Because 7, 8, and 9 were some of the worst movies ever, ever, ever created. So I'm not super excited about this. I could go on for probably days about how much they've destroyed the series. But you know what? There's three more coming out because when you make billions of dollars, why not keep doing it?
They will make bank.
Those are scheduled to release, this is late 2026, 2027 stuff. So
they still got to make them. The Mandalorian movie's coming out.
The Mandalorian movie's coming out in 2026, I believe.
Is that dun, 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 dun,
that's
dun,
Darth Vader?
That is okay. Yeah. So that's the right thing.
That
okay.
Is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just making sure I was on the right track with Star Wars. Okay.
It was just my childhood.
I just wanted to make sure. Like, that was the thing going on in my head. Like, when he said...
I got the Mandalorian is this one.
Yes! Love that.
It's a good theme song.
We just had a band concert the other night at the middle school, and all the kids were playing songs, and they went into this.
Oh.
That's cool.
And you could tell who the Star Wars fans were in the bleachers. Like, a buddy of mine was sitting next to me, and we immediately just looked at each other, where everyone else was like,
so
what's
good.
This song? Is this Mozart? Is this classical?
Is this Beethoven?
We're like, Mandalorian, bro.
Great theme song.
So good. I was so impressed that they let the kids do that.
That's a cool band teacher right there.
That's cool.
I know.
That's a Star Wars fan right there. Ooh, Star Wars fandom runs deep in a lot of people.
Totally. Since we teased this, let me tell you really quick. Millennials and Gen Z mothers, here's what they're bringing to job interviews now. In an effort to combat the soaring costs of childcare, they're bringing their kids. They're bringing their kids to the job interviews and basically saying, if you hire me, they're coming with me. Just be aware of that. I will be bringing them to work. It's too expensive to get childcare. Everything is so expensive right now. They're good kids. Here they are. But if you hire me, they're coming along.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
That's a mighty bold move.
It really is. I mean,
that's a fireable offense.
Like, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen, though, too. Like, you didn't hire me because I have kids.
Well, you were going to bring your children with you. Most parents get a job so they can get away from their kids. Now you're like,
bingo!
Right? And I'm saying, like, everybody who works with you now, they have to put up with your kids, too, because you can't find childcare. I'm sorry.
Is this a thing, though, that's going to be coming to offices where they maybe have a room that's like a kid room, that your kids can go hang out for the day? We've got a lot of empty offices here.
Don't put He-Man in there. Jeremy will be playing in there.
I know.
Shoot, buddy. Shoot. Where's Jeremy?
Speaking of Christmas, of 87, come on now. All right, let's do this. Make your way to our Facebook page. It is facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh. Yes, we know the name is wrong on there still. Give us a few
more days.
Yeah.
Facebook won't let us change it.
Thank you for that.
I posted a link to this dude that takes old toys and he hooks them up to like some sort of voltage machine and cranks the voltage. And he does various toys. And today's one is the old school Tickle Me Elmo. And he cranks the voltage on that. And to watch Elmo go insane when he's just juiced with some major power is the best thing you're going to watch today. Find that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.